Crabgrass.
Okay. Whatever.
You mentioned field a minute ago. Is there something maybe that you might grow some tobacco or peas or something like that in that would be smaller than a field?
You're not thinking about a garden.
Not exactly. Like if you've read Uncle Remus, you read about Br'er Rabbit in the Briar
Patch.
Yeah. Is a patch smaller than a field?
Yeah. Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. Around a pasture, would there be any kind of fence?
Sure.
What would it be? What kind of fencing?
Barbed wire, probably.
Mm-hmm. Do you know of any other kind of wire fencing?
No. That chicken wire.
Is that the kind of hexagonal shape thing? Okay. What about an old-fashioned kind of fence made out of split rails?
Rail fence?
Yeah. Was that straight or kind of zigzag or
into
a split rail fence?
So they've got one up around the Trace.
The what?
The Natchez Trace.
What is that?
You never heard of the Natchez Trace?
Yeah, but I'm trying to get you to tell me.
Tell you what the Natchez Trace is? It's a historic, it's the old highway between Natchez, and it goes on up to, gosh, I don't know where, up into the mountains somewhere. Mm-hmm. But split rail, is it zigzag or is it in a straight line? No, I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about a kind of fence that you might have around a garden or your front yard? Usually they're built for looks sometimes.
Picket fence?
Yeah. Okay. And what about the things that you would string the wire across if you're putting up a barbed wire fence? You would dig holes for the...
Post.
Okay. And just one of them, you would call that one...
Post.
Okay. Have you ever seen a wall or a fence around here made out of loose stone or rock?
Not around here.
Do you have any idea what you'd call it?
Stone fence.
Okay. What about the material that a woman's best dishes would be made out of?
China.
Alright. Have you ever seen an egg made out of that stuff?
Oh, yes. It's called a... Does it start with an A? No?
I'm not sure.
Alabaster? Egg? Yeah, is that what you're thinking of?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of farmers putting those in hens' nests to fill them into laying? Haven't heard that.
No.
What about, say, in this farm, if you had an egg made out of plastic, you would call it a plastic egg. One out of China, you would call a...
China egg?
Okay. A container that you would use to if you were going to get some water out of the well, what would you carry with you?
Water pail.
All right. What about if you're going to milk the cow?
Milk bucket.
Okay. I think we went over the difference between a pail and a bucket.
I think so.
First question.
I don't remember.
Do you remember what you said? Difference between a pail and a bucket?
I don't remember what I said.
Okay. Is there a difference?
I don't know.
Not sure, huh?
My brain's gone after this thing.
Have you ever heard of a bucket that a woman might keep around the kitchen to put scraps in for the hogs?
No.
Slop bucket?
Sounds good.
Okay. Not sure about that.
Slop bucket, no. Okay.
And something that you would fry eggs in or fry ham in?
Pan. Frying pan.
Okay. And something you could boil tea in with a long spout?
Tea kettle.
Okay. And a container you could put cut flowers in?
Vase.
All right. What about utensils, ordinary utensils that you eat with?
What about them?
Names.
Oh, knife, fork.